It sure seems as if we were all born on some particular day. At least most people I know will be able to answer the question, when were you born? Or what is your birthday? This is so culturally ingrained as normal, it would be weird to think of somebody who didn't know their birthday. But my grandfather, he was born in a small village in Poland, not quite sure what year, but he didn't know his birthday either. We just made one up for him to celebrate each year. He wanted a birthday once he was here in the U.S., but as a kid, nobody knew anybody's birthday. It just wasn't like that. It hadn't become so important yet. But now everybody knows their birthday. If you ask people, when did your life start? That's not quite as easy to answer. It's a more unusual question. Is the moment of fertilization when you began your separate existence? People may answer with their birthday, or they may answer with some event in their childhood that's their first memory. But the point is, even if people can't pin down an exact time for the start of their life, it seems pretty clear that for each of us, life had to have started at some point. There had to be a beginning to my particular individual life. Otherwise, how could we be here? How could I be here? So then, even though we tend not to think about it, we are all going to die on some particular day. We're all going to come to an end. Even if you believe in an afterlife, this life will come to an end. We've all seen the tombstones with born such and such a year, died such and such a year. Doesn't take a lot to do the math and figure out how long that person lived. It sure seems like a finite amount. It sure seems like time is a thing that comes in amounts and that the amounts are limited. But I don't think that's all that's going on. There's another way to look at it. And that's what I want to talk about today. Hello, and welcome to the 10 Crutches podcast. My name is David. I'm glad you're here. What year is it? Again, most people, knowing what year it is seems completely normal and completely uneventful. In fact, it's so expected that you will know what year it is if you get into any kind of non-normal state of consciousness and end up in an ER somewhere for a psych evaluation. The psychiatrist there may very well ask you, what year is it, in order to test your baseline. So knowing what year it is and understanding that it's completely normal to give a particular number to a year, that's something that's totally expected of everyone in our culture, except perhaps for young children and older people with poor memories. But the year is just a story we tell ourselves. We make it up. If you think about it for a moment, you'll realize this is true. I mean, we even teach school children. I remember getting taught this in school, that the Earth comes back to the same place every year as it goes around the sun. This is ridiculous. The Earth doesn't come back to the same place every year. That's thinking of things as if the sun itself isn't moving. But since the Milky Way galaxy is itself moving through space, even when it rotates, the sun, the Earth, none of the stars, everything's moving. Nothing goes back to the same place. We are seriously flying all around on our little rock, never in the same place for a minute. In fact, in one minute, the Earth travels over 1,000 miles. 1,000 miles of space we will never return to. Nothing is the same as far as where we are. So, here we are, bopping along. And if you listen to the previous episode, you'll know that the size of humans, the mass of a human, compared to the mass of the Earth, it's like we are little molecules of beings dancing around on the surface of this planet. And as little molecules who do business with each other and live inside countries and make contracts. And we need some way to count the years. Why? It's mostly because of commerce, I think. Contracts, deals that we make with each other, deals that may take a while to come to completion. And taxes need to be collected. That's another big reason to divide things up into years and then count the years. We like to keep track of things, and we want to know when a year begins and when it ends. But if you can imagine being out in space, some place where you could watch the whole Milky Way galaxy fly past, you'll realize that there's some little molecule-sized creatures living on a particular planet that if you ask them what year it is, they'll go, oh, 2025. Like that's really this true thing. And of course it is. It really is this year, or possibly by the time you hear this, it'll be another year. It's easy to forget that this is just a convenience. This is just a thing humans have invented to track years. And even if you don't follow the Christian calendar, in which it's 2025, there's a Jewish calendar, there's a Muslim calendar, there's a Chinese calendar, there's a Mayan calendar. There's all kinds of people who'll be happy to tell you what number of the year it really is, as if any of those numbers are really what year it is. So when did this separate being called you begin to exist? What is going on? The miracle of fertilization and the miracle of birth, they're certainly important transitions, but it's hard for me to call them beginnings. If you watch a stick of incense burn, you'll see the ash accumulate and accumulate and accumulate at the top, and then it leans over, and it leans over a little more, and then all of a sudden, it just falls. To me, that's like the fertilization moment, or the birth moment. It's an important moment, an important transition, and all that ash has fallen away. Could be the moment of death. But the point is that if you start the clock ticking at that moment, it's an arbitrary moment. The ash is going to accumulate. There's going to be other beginnings. There's going to be other endings. The whole beginning of even lighting the stick of incense or having the stick of incense burn thoroughly out. You can start the clock whenever you want. But the point is that we're starting the clock at some arbitrary moment that we've made up. And the clock is ticking with all those hours and minutes and days and months and years, all those things that we made up to keep track of things. All of it's invented all of this time by humans. And we certainly need to be able to use this kind of time. We need to be able to keep track of things. But it's important, I think, not to let the calendars and clocks keep track of us. If you are not so hooked into defining yourself so clearly, if you can let things get a little fuzzy, you'll see that all of the rest of the world is already existing within some other aspect of time, some other rhythm, some other way of being time itself. The clocks, they're just things ticking on your desk. They're like the trees and the clouds, like the ants crawling over the dirt, birds singing, fish swimming, a rock in the sun with grass growing around it. All of the whole rest of the planet, all of it exists within some kind of time that is flowing, not broken up into measurable pieces, not with a beginning and an end. Doesn't even really, I think, if you look very closely, it doesn't even really have a before and an after. If you can glimpse it, you can see that you don't have any particular amount of time. You simply have the time, the same time, that the whole rest of the world does. You have all the time in the world. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you next time. Please visit the home of the 10 Crutches podcast at 10crutches.link. That's 10crutches.link. The book that inspired the podcast, a book I wrote called 10 Crutches for Walking in the Present, is available for free download on the website. While you are there, please take advantage of two ways to contact me. You can send me an email, or you can make a voice recording. If you have a great question, I may be able to use it for the podcast. Also on the website, you can visit the archive to hear any published episode and see show notes for any and every show. Thanks so much for listening. And once again, thanks so much for listening. And I won't say it once again. See you next time.